Hello, I'm Gary Aid, and we are stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Toronto Raptors. Cleveland enters this one with a mark of 12-7 against Toronto's 10-9 mark. Last 10 for the Cavs, 5-5. They won their last game. Meanwhile, Toronto, same exact situation, 5-5 over the last 10, winning their last contest. Cleveland enters the game with a scoring output of 114.8, good for 9th in the NBA. Toronto, 111.4, which is 19th best. Team defense, 108.1 for the Cavs, 109.6 for Toronto, slight advantage Cleveland. Turnovers, 15.1 for Cleveland, 16.7 for Toronto. Doesn't sound like much, but that's a fairly significant difference. Could play key in this matchup. Field goal percentage, 48.2 for Cleveland, 44.5 for Toronto. Three-pointers, 39.6 Cleveland, 33 Toronto. Free throw percentage, 80.3 for the Cavs, 78.4 for the Raptors. And finally, bench scoring, 28.8 for Cleveland, 32.4 for Toronto. So up and down the numbers, Cleveland with a slight to sometimes significant advantage. Toronto, meanwhile, slightly better off the bench scoring-wise. And the Cavs are on a road back-to-back. Game is in the Eastern time zone, of course. Injury-wise, Cleveland, Kevin Love with a thumb injury, Jared Allen with a hip injury. Both will be game-time decisions. Toronto, meanwhile, has Pascal Siakam nursing an abductor injury. He's questionable. And Precious Achiuwa, he is out with an ankle injury. Scotty Barnes day-to-day. As for picking this one, I got to go with the Cavs. Better shooting, better at taking care of the ball, better overall. Cavaliers win on the road. That is your on-court preview for Cavs and Raptors. Coming up, we'll do a deep dive into the betting angles for this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and we're stacking the NBA with our betting preview of the Cleveland Cavaliers at Toronto Raptors. Toronto sitting at a 2.5-point favorite. Game opened up last night. Toronto favored by one, some movement all the way to three before a little bet back towards Cleveland. As for the total in this one, looking at a number of 215.5 currently, opening up this morning at 211.5, and people quickly getting on the over. As for the teams in this one, their ATS breakdown, the Cavs 11-7-2 ATS, however, just 4-6-1 on the road, 3-5-2 in their last 10 games, a little bit of a downtrend after their hot start. As for the Raptors, 11-8 ATS overall, 6-3 on the home court, 4-6 in their last 10. Totals, Cavs have split their 20 games, 10 over, 10 under. Raptors, 10 overs, 9 under in their 19 matchups. Last time on the floor, the Cavs was Sunday at Detroit, so playing on a back-to-back. As for the Raptors, they've been off since Saturday when they took on the Dallas Mavericks at home. Matchup trends here, Raptors 6-1 in the last 7 in Toronto ATS. The under has hit 4 of the last 5 games between these two teams ATS. Mentioned the Cavs after a hot start, they've been trending in the other direction. Cavs 0-5-1 ATS overall on the road in the midst of that run, and 1-7 ATS in their last 8 games taking on teams with winning home records. One trend in favor of the Cavs, though, they are 11-2 ATS after a straight-up win, but with the recent struggles, one I may shy away from looking at. As for the Raptors, looking at over trends here, they've hit 4 straight overs after one day of rest, 5-1 in the overs to the unders after a straight-up win. Also, the over 8 of the last 11 games when they've taken on a team with a winning record. ATS, they're 4-1 in their last 5, taking on teams with above a .600 winning percentage, all fitting the bill for the Cavaliers here. On the injury front, of course, Kevin Love questionable with that thumb. Caris LeVert questionable with the ankle. Otto Porter Jr. out for the Raptors with the toe injury. My play in this one, it's going to be the Raptors minus the points. I know that's been bet up a little bit towards the Raptors, but still sitting at 2.5. I think that's a good number. Canada always a tough trip, and without Cleveland has been playing, I like that number for the Raptor. So, no play on the total. Slight lean over, but we did see that move. I like the line on the Raptors with a day of rest. But both teams top 10 defense preventing the play here. So no play on the total, but Raptors minus the points. That's a play for me in this one. This has been our Cavaliers-Raptors preview from the betting guide, part of our Stack in the NBA. You can find Stack in the NBA on the Sports Betting Stack. Just search Sports Betting Stack, Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Again, I'm Jay Lloyd, and this has been our Stack in the NBA betting preview of the Cavs and Raptors.